NFL adds Trump hating Green Day to Super Bowl opening ceremony. By Warner Todd Houston on January 19, 2026. The National Football League is adding yet another far-left, anti-Trump musical act to its Super Bowl event with the announcement that leftist band Green Day has been tapped to play during the big game's opening ceremony. Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong has spent years attacking Donald Trump, MAGA voters, and Republicans, has called Republicans fascists, and has even changed the lyrics to his tunes to attack the political right in Israel. The league announced on Sunday that Green Day will kick off the game during the NFL's celebration of 60 years of Super Bowl MVPs, the Associated Press reported. Celebrating 60 years of Super Bowl history with Green Day is a hometown band, while honoring the NFL legends who've helped define this sport, is an incredibly powerful way to kick off Super Bowl 60, said Tim DeVito, the league's senior director of event and game presentation. As we work alongside NBC Sports for this opening ceremony, we look forward to creating a collective celebration for fans in the stadium and around the world. Billy Joe Armstrong, though, has spent a lot of time attacking Trump and his voters, many of whom are NFL fans. To name just a few examples of activism by Green Day and Armstrong, in April, Armstrong changed the lyrics of the band's hit Jesus of Suburbia song at Coachella to support the Palestinians and the terror group Hamas. Before that, the rocker compared Trump to Adolf Hitler in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Then he called for Trump's impeachment in 2018 in response to a Trump tweet attacking Kim Jong-un. In November 2016, during a performance at the American Music Awards, Green Day chanted "No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA" from the stage. Armstrong also stirred controversy last year by exclaiming "Fuck America" before adding he was renouncing his citizenship in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. That incident led to his music being banned by several radio stations. The addition of Green Day to the schedule only adds yet another anti-American musical act to the Super Bowl, with the league's proud announcement of wildly anti-Trump and anti-white people Puerto Rican-born rapper Bad Bunny to head up the Super Bowl halftime show. Along with the Bad Bunny halftime show and Green Day's opening medley, Charlie Puth is set to perform the American national anthem, Brandi Carlile will sing America the Beautiful, and Coco Jones will deliver a fake black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.